Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today is going to be, wrap up a really awesome week. I believe it has been awesome. I hope that you're blessed. I hope that you'll find time to dive into these passages and let the Lord speak to your heart through the material that we present here on the Daily Ride. Today we're going to talk about the aspects of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year or for the morning is Genesis 30 and Mark 1. The evening is Esther 6 and Romans 1. Mark my word, passages for the day are Matthew 3:11, Luke 3:16, Luke 11:13, John 14:16 and 17, Acts 1:18, Romans 8:26, 1 Corinthians 6:19, Galatians 5:25, Ephesians 2:5, Ephesians 5:18, Colossians 1:11, and Hebrews 1:3. Our scripture focus for today is going to be come to us from Luke 11:13, which says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit, to whom those who ask?" The Daily Fire thought for the day is, today I welcome and allow the Holy Spirit into my life to empower and strengthen me and to lead me into all truth. Again, we're going to be talking about the aspects of the Holy Spirit. There are many different expressions for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Being baptized in a holy fire, endued with power, anointed with the oil of God, immersed in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, walking and praying, living in the Spirit. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, having another comforter besides Christ Himself. These are sketches, but colorful and details have to be added. The Bible is a picture gallery of the Holy Spirit's operation. It portrays signs, wonders, and miracles, and men looking as if they had been with Jesus, the world turned upside down. People coming to know the Lord, enjoying a new experience. Not just religious enthusiasts, churchgoers, but a new breed with vibrant faith. Do you not enjoy having a vibrant faith percolating in you? Paul says this, "Even when we were dead in trespasses, God made us alive together in Christ, or with Christ. By grace you have been saved," Ephesians 2:5. "And that we are strengthened with the might according to His glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy," Colossians 1:11. The Lord Jesus Christ promised that we would receive power. I compare baptism of the Holy Spirit to a household appliance that comes with a built-in electric cord. Unless you plug it in to the power source, the appliance does not function. All its potential is there. It may even carry a famous name brand, but it must be connected to the power for it to achieve its purpose. As recipients of God's free gift of salvation, we have been name branded. We have been brand named as children of God. And now we are His children. Let us come off the shelf of self-reliance or the closet of timidity, and allow the Holy Spirit to energize us by His power. As a born-again believer, you are special. You are a saint in His eyes, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for you. Jesus alone made it possible when He died, rose, and sat at the right hand of God on high, Hebrews 1:3. What a tremendous gift this is. Receive this gift today, and you will never be the same. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.